But I want to get back to the conversation we were having before we went to break about what people call a shadow government. And that's always been talked about tongue in cheek. And the older I get, the more I look at things a little bit closer, Sandy, and they just don't add up. I mean, if, you know, Tom always says, we the people are the government. And he's right in that assessment. That's the way this nation was supposedly formed.
Yeah.
That we the people are the government. But, you know, I don't know. I think if that's ever been the case, but I do know now that more and more that's not the case. And, you know, we can talk about a shadow government, and many American citizens don't want to go there. They just want to live their lives. You know what I mean, Sandy? They don't have time to think about those things. They do know that they live probably one of the best lives of any other peoples on the earth in this country. And so the things you're able to accomplish in the country supersede the other aspects of the nation that might not be, acceptable in certain areas. But there is something going on inside of our country, Sandy, that keeps the power and the direction of our nation, you know, nationally, going in the same direction, whether it's Democrats or Republicans.
Yeah. I've got a friend I trust greatly. I trust the wisdom, and we exchange ideas in writing. And the most recent idea expressed was that we fool ourselves into thinking that we've got a democracy, but really we've got this private government, the Wizard of Oz behind a green curtain. We've got people who we can't see who must be controlling policy because things are being enacted that don't have anything to do with the current public interest. And in particular, foreign affairs are very much that way. We don't debate it. We don't talk about it, but it keeps happening and it keeps being unrolled before us as the policies which we must then follow as patriots. Patriots are people who embrace America's foreign policy and don't question it. But we don't play a role really in formulating it. Who formulates it? And on what basis is it formulated? And I think and the same is true with much of the policy that's adopted in our Senate and Congress, which are bills that don't get lots of attention, but they continue to roll forward on policies that are not necessarily directly in the interest of the public. And why is that? And it's clearly in my mind this interest group, private interest group. But the foreign policy is even more murky. There's definitely moneyed interests that relate to our foreign policy, but there also are lots of institutions that are ingrained and have their existence because of a particular foreign policy. Big parts of our governments, the CIA, the State Department, are steeped in the history of what their jobs are based upon. And for 45 years after World War II, those jobs were all based on the Cold War and the USSR being an identified enemy. And they have a lot, they're put into a very uncomfortable position when the product they sell is no longer wanted, no longer needed. And they need to find a product that's wanted and needed. And I think we've reverted to the same old product. And the same might be true on the other side of the ocean, in Russia, where they're reverting to what they were maybe not comfortable with, but used to. And that's what people. That's sort of a when you go to a psychiatrist, they'll tell you, well, you're doing what you're used to. This isn't necessarily good for you, but it's something you were used to, and so you've reverted to this self-destructive behavior. I think we have to get to the root of how we formulate policy and how these interest groups work and why it is that Tom is right. We should have a government that's run by the people and for the people, but we don't. And it's not clear how we get there because it isn't the president that calls these shots, clearly.
No.
It's much too complicated for a president to even to ravel, much less unravel. You know, it's something that exists, and it's got a life of its own. You know, the people who call it a deep swamp are using a term, and everyone then uses deep swamp for their own ulterior motives, right? So some people think the deep swamp is, and what is it? You know, it's whatever you decide is bad in government.
You know, Sandy, it's if you just look at how it makes sense that the president of the United States can only be a president for 8 years, but Congress and Senate can be there. There's some guy who just passed, the oldest congressman, 25 different elections.
Grassley?
Yes.
Yeah, from Iowa.
Yeah. I mean, so, you know, how does it make sense that you say the most powerful man in the world can at the most get 8 years? But the rest of them on the Congress and the Senate can stay there forever. You know, to me, that just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, my problem isn't so much with term limits and how long these people are in office. My problem is with how brightly the sun shines on
what they're doing.
What they're doing and what's in the legislation and who's backing the legislation. And to me, What's failing here, and it's not their own fault, but what's failing is the fourth pillar, the news media and journalists and people who provide information to the public have to be, first of all, we have to get the public to the point where they're actually interested in it. And I think they used to be, there was a time, but the whole attention span that's been shortened by TV and then almost eliminated by computer news and snippets has made the American public not have the patience for learning about what's going on. But we've also, through the process of evolution of technology, basically destroyed the professional news media. So we don't have the fourth pillar that was there to try and shine a bright light on everything that's going on. So, you know, we're creating darkness in the very place where we need brightness, and that is understanding why the government is doing things and whether it's a good idea.
So, Sandy, we began this conversation talking about the fact that the younger people who should be ascending to these leadership positions and making decisions based on what's the best interest of their futures, being locked out of the opportunities to change this. And I think that group that you are talking about, you and I are talking about, are the ones who are not going to allow that change to take place right now, and they're going to remain where they are. And there is, as you stated, there is no transition sign for those people who are doing that. And again, like you said, whoever these people are, they've got them in every nation.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Dan Brown, this author that wrote The Da Vinci Code, has spent some time telling us all about the Illuminati, this thing that he emerged out of the Middle Ages and has been the secret society of people who are actually calling the shots and making things happen. You know, I don't want to sound like a conspirationalist, but but there is something like the Illuminati that exists, but it isn't individuals. You know, it's not like we could crack this and go down to Kansas City and walk in on a meeting of the mob leaders of the country like the FBI did back in the 60s or 50s when Frank Balestrieri and the various emissaries were going and deciding how the mob was going to run itself. It isn't individuals meeting and doing this. It's interest groups who orchestrate and are orchestrated by lobbyists and the leaders of their interest groups. And they understand how to manipulate government so that it basically does their bidding. And we do have sort of this Illuminati. And the only way that you get rid of the Illuminati is to illuminate it, you know, to shine light on it.
You know, that's so well said, Sandy. As we, you know, come up to the 2024 presidential election, there's always the great hope that things are going to change. You know, you even with Joe Biden and his Build Back Better plan and all of those things, there was hope that we see the change that you and I talked about before. And man, you know, just was not able to make that happen. Barack Obama was not able to make that happen. You know, the people want to see those changes happen, Sandy, but the people don't have the power to make it happen. You know,
well, the people have the power to make it happen, but is it
our lack of education?
The way politics is unfolded and the way our system is operating right now, they aren't exercising that power because they aren't motivated to, or they aren't knowledgeable enough to do it. I think private interests didn't create these shiny objects that have distracted everyone, but all these social policies that we spend all of our time talking about. I mean, now we're talking about transgenderism, but we've talked about abortion forever. We've talked about all these things. I'm not saying they're not important, but they are total distractions from all this stuff that goes on in the darkness. That is what I would describe as the Illuminati are interested in. And the more distractions we have from what they're doing, the more capable they are of just simply proceeding to do it under the dark, in the dark.
All right, we've got to go to a break. I can go on and on, Sandy. We can go on and on with this conversation, but we'll switch it up. Sandy Williams is in the studio. Always glad to see him. We'll be back. 844-967-2789 is the number. You can join us.